Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. English Pronunciation Pod is also now on Facebook. Join our fan page and share with all your friends. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to practice the R sound of English. We're going to learn how to pronounce R in combination with P, as in the words problem and approve. As we learned in last week's podcast, the R in English is different than R in most other languages. I recommend that you listen to podcast 70 before using this one if you haven't already. Podcast 70 explains in full detail how to pronounce R. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant group PR, just like a native speaker would. We're also going to practice this sound in some key American words and phrases. So let's begin by reviewing how to pronounce R. In order to pronounce R, you want to start with your tongue in a neutral, relaxed position. Curl your tongue tip backwards so that it points at the roof of your mouth. Do not touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue tip. When you finish, feel the back sides of your tongue gently touching your back inner gums. Once you're in this curled position, vocalize, make sound. Please listen and repeat. R. R. Here are some pronunciation tips for avoiding common mistakes people make when pronouncing R. Remember that the tip and back of your tongue do not touch the roof of your mouth when pronouncing R. In many languages, such as Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, Arabic, Turkish, and Russian, there is an R sound in which the tip of the tongue hits the roof of the mouth. It sounds like R. But this is not the case in English. Still, other languages have an R which uses the back of the tongue. In languages such as French, Hebrew, German, and Arabic, we have the R sometimes called the guttural R, R. Again, this is not the case of the R in English. The back of your tongue should not rise and make contact with any part of the roof of your mouth. Keep the back of your tongue relaxed and curl only the front. If your first language is an Asian language, such as Japanese or Korean, there may not be any sound even close to the English R. Or you may have a sound which is somewhere between R and L. In any case, whatever your first language is, just remember that the R in English involves a curling of the front of your tongue with no contact with the roof of your mouth. Now we're going to move on to the pronunciation of the consonant group PR. English has consonant groups. A consonant group is two or more consonants which are pronounced together. Examples of some consonant groups are PR, as in price, THR, as in three, CL, as in class, CR, as in crowd, SP, as in sport, and QUA, as in quiet. There are more. Today, we are focusing on PR, as in the words prove or problem. So let's learn how to pronounce PR correctly. There are two main steps. The first step is to put your lips into the position of P. Your lips should be completely closed and slightly spread. I suggest that you use a mirror to check your form. Now try saying P. Please listen and repeat. P. P. Remember that the P, P, in English is often aspirated. This means that we release air, a puff of air, when it is on a stressed syllable. You want to let the air pressure build up and then release the air. P. Now that we know how to pronounce the P consonant, let's look at the second part of the consonant group, the R sound. With your lips closed in the position for P, curl your tongue tip into the R position. Again, the tip is pointing up and back. Remember, this is the same position as R, as we discussed in podcast number 66. Now the trick is to go from P to R smoothly. You want to go from one sound to another directly. There should be no small vowel in between. So here's a tip. I recommend that you begin curling your tongue as soon as your lips begin to close. Set your tongue into position right away. Your tongue starts curling as you're articulating P. Let's begin by practicing a simple combination, pra. Remember, it's not pra or pra, but pra. Please listen and repeat. Pra. Pra. Now let's try some keywords of English containing the pr consonant group. Please listen and repeat the following words containing pr, paying careful attention to your form. Promise. Price. Approve. Problem. Appropriate. Pronunciation. Now we're going to practice some key American expressions containing pr. Please listen and repeat. Name your price. Practice what you preach. No problem. Mastering the consonant group pr takes time and practice. But the key to mastering this sound is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. It's important to have the right training tools for better pronunciation. If you want more practice exercises, like the one in this podcast, and are interested in learning all of the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.